continue to do so. But there is no doubt that the story of the night is the Adelaide Football Club. The last 7 goals of the match. One of those who was instrumental to bringing his side back into the match is Rory Laird, has been kind enough to join us on 3AW Football. Rory, welcome to the program. Thank you for your time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Is that one of the most remarkable games of football that you've played in your illustrious career?
I think so, mate. I think we've had about 3 of the top 5 this year. I don't know why we get into these really, really close games. And we've had a few this year that have gone our way, like Melbourne and Geelong. And then we've stuffed up a few like last week. So it's really nice to be on the end of one tonight. And what a goal by the young fella to get us over the line.
Now, tell us about that, Rory. Well done, by the way. You're awesome tonight. But tell us about this Phil Thorpe fella and the audacity he had to just even think about that.
Well, I think we were yelling out, let's just get a point, because, you know, it's better to draw than lose. We'd like to get some points. So we're trying to get it forward, and then I don't know how it didn't get touched or anything. He was about to touch it again, I think. So it was just one of those things, and it was a very slippery night, so we're just trying to get it forward. But, yeah, as I said, it's lucky to be on the end of it.
Tell us about the conditions tonight, because it did seem really difficult watching the wind, the rain, the dew on the ground. How hard was it?
Yeah, it was super slippery. You know, even yesterday at our captain's run, as soon as there was a bit of sweat on the ball, it you know, became really slippery. And then it was, you know, raining a bit this afternoon. And, you know, credit to St Kilda, especially early on, their pressure was really good. So to get a clean take of the ball was pretty hard. So in the end, we were able to just sort of scrap and get it forward. And, you know, the pressure in the end got to them with the, you know, as you said, we kicked the last, I don't know what it was, 5 or 6 goals maybe.
Did you change anything at halftime? Was the third quarter you kick marked a bit and got a bit of handball overlap in the, seemingly you were able to penetrate and get your ball inside forward 50 in the third quarter. And the game changed from that moment, because I thought your first quarter was woeful, and the bit you've turned it around after that.
Yeah, it's twice in a row we've had 2 bad first quarters. It was a matter of, you know, we weren't really playing the conditions that well. We weren't really getting a contest ahead of the ball. And, you know, as midfielders, I think we were down about minus 14, minus 15 contested possession in the first quarter. So when you're doing that and you give players, you know, like Jack Steele and Brad Crouch a bit of space, you know, it ends up with them kicking 4 or 5 goals, and they're lucky they didn't kick more. So we had to get the contest right and a bit of the forward structure right, and then we turned around pretty quick.
Rory, could you feel they were slowing down a little bit as well? I mean, you guys got your game together and started to get some composure, get repeat inside 50s, but could you tell that the Saints were slowing down a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, mate, especially the back half of the third. And then in the fourth, I think we had, you know, 70% in our fourth half, and we were just pumping it in. And, you know, they were trying to save the game, and we were trying to win it, obviously. And, yeah, it was a lot of kick marks, and they were trying to stop the clock. And, you know, in the end, I think, you know, when you keep kicking it in that many times, you're eventually going to score. So didn't think it was going to happen with an over-the-head kick, but, you know, we'll take it.
A first time up against Brad Crouch tonight. Was there a bit of banter going on out there?
A little bit of a chat. You know, like Paul and I and Tex and all that, we're pretty close with Brad, and you know, he was awesome tonight. He's you know, showed why he's such a, you know, elite player, and especially around the contest, he was getting on top of us pretty early. We had to sort of send Ben Keys to him a little bit to try and nullify him. So yeah, it was a little bit of banter, but not too much. He's pretty focused on what he's doing out there. So
Rory, we can be pretty insular here in Melbourne, but we're quickly learning a lot about this young Adelaide Crows side, and we're liking what we're seeing. It was an incredible comeback tonight. Congratulations! Enjoy the win and enjoy the week off.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Rory Laird, one of the stars of the Adelaide Football Club tonight, having an outstanding season as well, and fair to say he's really flourished under Matthew Nicks since Nicks took the helm last year. Half